Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. SC Launch, the entrepreneurial program from SCRA, recently decided to invest in our next guest company because of their unique way of helping lower limb amputees with prosthetics through 3D printing. Barry Hand is co-founder and CEO of Extremity 3D, and he joins us now by phone from his office in Johns Island, South Carolina. Barry, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you for having me, Mike.
So tell us about your company. How did it all get started?
Well, I have been in medical device product development for 30 years on the engineering side. I started my own engineering firm, left the corporate world, and in the process of working for other clients, I used 3D printing and was approached by some local South Carolina prosthetists about making a 3D printed prosthetic socket. I decided to take on that challenge, and in the process, using resources from Small Business Development Center here in Charleston, they helped me win a Small Business Innovation Research contract. At the end of that, we had a feasible product and decided to spin off Extremity 3D from my engineering company.
And so explain how exactly this works.
So 3D printing essentially is creating a three-dimensional object. The 3D printer will lay down one layer at a time and then move to the next layer and lay down another layer. And the process we use is called fused deposition modeling, which is like kind of a fancy glue gun, if you will. You can imagine it extrudes a filament.
Did you need to invest in a pretty high-tech version?
Well, actually, the investment is more software-driven. We did have to buy 3D printers. In the investigation of how we're going to do it, there's several types of 3D printing. They're very expensive compared to what we did. So because our market won't bear the cost of an expensive machine, expensive product made by those machines, we had to use the lower-cost solution.
Talk about how your product itself works. I'm assuming that the prosthetists that came to you saw a problem and needed a way to fix it.
Yeah, so 3D printing has the benefit of being able to use digital scans, so it's extremely accurate compared to the traditional fabrication methods. So traditional fabrication methods are, you know, the prosthetist will take a mold, a casting, and then pour a mold of the socket. And then they will, you know, manipulate that manually and then thermoform a plastic socket over the top of that. And then there's a lot of steps in between that they go through. It's all manual. With 3D printing, we can use a digital scan of the limb or of a mold of the limb. And then through some engineering and some computer-aided design programs on my computer, we can create the socket and then just print it out. And it ends up with a lighter weight product that is better fitting and potentially can reduce costs for the clinic because the patient doesn't have to return to get adjusted as much, or when they do, it's easier to do the adjustment.
The process, the product is out there now. How are you marketing it?
We are partnered with two central fabricators, which are kind of like distributors for prosthetics. So we felt like the team approach, we're getting involved with experts in the prosthetics and orthotics world, combined with our expertise in 3D printing and engineering, would provide us with the best avenue towards getting into the market. So we are working with Frittles Orthopedic Appliances up in Honeya Pass, South Carolina, and another company called Fabtech Systems in Everett, Washington. And they are our distribution chain and do, you know, pay for most of the marketing and sales.
And I understand you're also working with a couple of our state's research universities.
That's right. We've done a lot of our testing initiated at Clemson University in the biomedical engineering department. And we also have been doing some work with USC, but in June of this year, as part of my phase two SBIR contract, we'll be working heavily with USC on developing an exciting new way of 3D printing.
Well, Barry, congratulations on those recent awards, and thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Well, thank you so much, Mike. I appreciate the time.
Barry Hand is co-founder and CEO of Extremity 3D, based in Johns Island, South Carolina. And we will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.